16 years in the making. It's a great day for Broome. It's a great day for Yarra people, and it's a great day for the future of the town, both economically, socially, and of course in terms of heritage.
Today, two land use agreements will be signed, which will release 2,000 hectares of land for residential, industrial and tourism development. What will that mean for the development here in Broome?
Well, obviously, the phase that we're going through at the moment and will go through, regardless of oil and gas, best predictions are that our growth rate of 3.2% will continue, which is done over the last 10 years. The best guesstimates are a population of around 25,000 people 2021. So that's just natural increase of people coming to town. So the availability of land across the spectrum is very, very important. And with the RU being given the economic opportunity, it provides another land supplier. And that's very important, that you just don't have one. And as we've seen previously in town, when you have only one or limited land supply, prices go up. I think it's a very good thing and a very good opportunity for both Yarra and for the town. Housing affordability, rentability, and that are very critical issues to this town. And if the social impacts of say oil and gas are to be mitigated or minimised, then housing affordability is the key to it.
Are you expecting land prices to come down with Yarra coming into
the
market?
I would think that they will stabilise. I believe that with the land called Broome North development, there will be alternative sources of land, and there will be cheaper land there. I'm not saying that other prices will come down. When you have a multiplicity of suppliers, and different areas, pricing market will dictate prices. I don't expect that prices in some areas will come down, but I do expect that there will be available land of a cheaper nature.
Okay. Will Yarra management be subject to the same building restrictions and guidelines?
Absolutely. Yarra are no different than any other landowner, and I think that's key and critical to recognise, and Yarra recognise that. All planning, all building, all rules and regulations will be complied with. The properties are rateable. It is just a normal land transaction, except that it's a very significant landowner, and Yarra will play a very big part in this town.
Land for the airport seems to be settled by the look of this. Is a new airport one step closer?
Well, most certainly you could say that up till, and we haven't signed, the ink's not on the paper, but I expect it to be. Prior to this, there was no land. So you could say this is a quantum step forward. I'm not suggesting the airport will move in the short term or even in the medium term. But once you secure the land, then you do have an alternative to go to. But prior to today, no, there wasn't any land.
Mm. Major hurdle being removed.
Absolutely. It was in our planning from the Shire's perspective, if you could deem it as being a wish list, it was the number one item on the list, and that was recognised in the Broome Planning Steering Report of 2005 and in other documentation across the time.
Any ideas on what the land with the current airport would be used for?
Well, in terms of planning, that's mixed use. Which means it's a mix of office, commercial, residential. But that's been the planning of that has been long, well in place with mixed use land.
Okay, what sticking points from a Shire perspective had to be worked through in these negotiations, Graham?
Well, I think the key to this, and obviously it's not a public document till later this morning, but one of the keys will be. A tripartite management regime with the Department of Environment and Conservation, Yarra, and ourselves in certain conservation areas, and in other areas a joint partnership between Yarra and the Shire and the management of other areas. And look, there'll be quite a bit of hard negotiation and settling down till a management committee is put in place on those.
Part of this agreement includes a marine estate, which the Shire will co-manage, I do believe.
I don't believe that that's the case. Shire doesn't get involved in marine parks or anything actually below the high water mark. I think you'll find that that's actually all be done with between deck and Yarra.
Okay, so no issues with beach access coming up?
Well, obviously, management on the beach is, will be one of the issues facing facing us into the future, and how that's managed. I don't think there's anybody out there that says that there shouldn't be more management on the beach. Now, management can exclude, could include exclusion of cars on the beach. It could include a permit system. It could involve restricted numbers, or the status quo might remain with increased ranges. All of those will be issues that we will face into the future.
When the 2,000 hectares is handed over to Yarra management yesterday, they were saying the council rates could be in excess of $1 million. Is the Shire expecting to collect on that?
Well, as I said previously, Yarra will become a landowner as other landowners are, a large one. And yes, as part of the negotiations, the freehold components of Yarra's land will be rateable.